Welcome to Gardening in Florida. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and with us today is the one and only Teresa Boderick. She is the Urban Horticulture Agent, Master Gardener Program Leader, a certified arborist, a terrific friend of flowers, vegetables, and plants. She is with UF/IFAS, Extension Pinellas County. Welcome, Teresa.
Hi, glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's that time of year where it's a little bit cooler, and we're looking to see what we should plant, in particular for those of us who live on coastal landscapes. So you're going to talk to us today, I think, about salt-tolerant plants that work.
I am. This is a really important topic. If you recall our recent storms from last year, we had a lot of folks that live near the coast, and well, even inland, who experienced flooding. But today we're going to talk mainly about that saltwater flooding and even salt wind, which is another problem for our plants that live near the salt water. So we got a lot of questions about, my landscape was wiped out by the hurricane, what can I plant that will survive the next one? And so we've really put some time on that. Of course, certain storms and hurricanes are going to damage almost anything you put out there, but we can be prepared. And what we do is we look at those coastal plants that are naturally occurring to give us our clues. So we look at the native coastal plants that evolved here in our coastal area that have, you know, tolerated those tough, windy, salty, sometimes flooded conditions. And there's a whole long list of plants, and they're both, most of them are native that I'm going to talk about. Most of them are also really beneficial for wildlife along the coast. So they serve, you know, more than just the beautification purposes for the homeowner to re-landscape.
So, you know, I know that you have to address the soil and nourish the soil before you do salt-tolerant plants. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, great question. So if we are going to plant just one new plant in the soil, it's shown by research it's not really beneficial to add any compost or amendments to that one planter hole. However, when we're talking about a larger area like a whole landscape bed or even an entire landscape, when we have the opportunity to amend that soil and add something to it to make it more organic, that is the time we could do that. So these are the opportunities when we look after a storm and someone wants to do a whole new garden area, that it's a great idea to add some compost if you can get your hands on it, whether you make it or buy it, because it doesn't matter which way you get it. If you can add some compost to your soil and either till it in or even just throw it on top, because that's going to help hold water and nutrients. It's very important if you can do it. If not, the whole focus is to pick plants who can tolerate that tough environment. So it's not necessary.
You know, I love, of course, to walk down to the beach and to see the wildflowers. And I just love Florida-friendly, salt-tolerant plants. Tell us about some of them. I see a lot of what I want to call black-eyed Susies that seem to do so well. But tell us a little bit about some of the flowering plants that you might consider adding to your coastal landscape.
Yeah, so the ones you're seeing are most likely what we call either beach or dune sunflower, and they grow in a sort of a mounding low shrub, and they have little yellow flowers with brown centers, and they look a lot like a little small black-eyed Susan or a small sunflower. Those do excellent on the coast. Beach sunflowers, there's another plant called railroad vine that has a purple, it's a morning glory family plant, so it has a purple tubular flower. We also have Sunshine Mimosa, which is a ground cover that has a cute little flower. We have noticed that one tends to die back after a flood, but it comes right back within weeks, and we've seen that. We've observed that many places. So we have that, and there's a ton of other ones, but we like to talk about some of the core things like our larger plants, because as much as I love wildflowers, when we have a hurricane come through, it's the larger plants with the deeper roots that tend to sort of hold that soil in place and not only look beautiful, but fight erosion. And so I like to encourage people, things like mangroves, buttonwoods, which some people consider like a second line mangrove plant that grow right there at the coastal edge. Also things like live oaks and sable palms and sea grapes will grow larger and are very tolerant of that tough coastal environment. And they will really, really hold the soil and prevent soil erosion.
I love to hear that. And, you know, I want to just ask you, because I of course, enjoy the cactus and succulent garden at the Florida Botanical Gardens. Mm-hmm. I have actually seen cactus growing, you know, as we do different habitats at the beach. I've actually seen them pop up in some areas. What could you plant that's salt tolerant? I mean, I have a roadkill cactus that seems to never, ever die.
So there's not, I don't have a lot of research on which of the cacti tolerate those conditions as well. And so mm-hmm. I can't point to a list, but I will say that they do very well because most of the time those are very arid environments. But you may see with a lot of cacti and succulents, if you have any prolonged flooding conditions, that they will tend to have root rot quicker than most plants. But they're also one of those plants that tend to recolonize those dry areas quickly. So it's not, I would definitely not say not to do it, but I wouldn't put that on the list where I can check it off the box as totally something I would recommend.
Absolutely. Well, Teresa, share with us where people can find out more about salt-tolerant plants for coastal landscapes with the resources that you work with.
Yes. Yeah, so we actually have made a local brochure. So if you ever find yourself at the Florida Botanical Gardens, that is where the Extension office is also located. We have a lovely brochure that we put together that you can take with you talking about some of the plants and what to do if you live in a coastal environment. We also have a lot of information. The University of Florida, IFAS, has a lot of information. If they just put in those keywords, salt-tolerant landscapes, they have several web pages that talk about, you know, whether you have just salt wind or salt water flooding and how you can deal with both of those conditions.
Teresa, these are terrific advice for either beginning gardeners, people who own homes, people who rent homes. I want to thank Teresa Powderick for joining us today in Gardening with Florida. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Join us again for another broadcast about gardening in Florida.